Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belzac.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. Today is a spicy one. I am sharing the secret to success, which sounds a little clickbaity, right? But in all seriousness, this principle is really the thing that I found to lead to the largest gains throughout my life, whether it's job searching and landing my job at Microsoft, whether it was starting Cultivated Culture or really any of the ventures, whether it was hitting my personal goals, creating better relationships, creating better habits. This one specific principle was really the difference maker, and that is focusing on being 1% better every day. So this tends to be the opposite of what we're taught or the way that we perceive success to happen, right? We read all these stories in the media about overnight successes and, you know, people who sprung up out of nowhere. And we sort of get this idea that we can be successful very rapidly in a short period of time if we're willing to go through these massive stints of work, right? So this is the person who thinks that, you know, they can run the New York Marathon on 2 months of training after lying on the couch for a couple months. Or this is the person who goes to the gym once a week for like 4 to 6 hours and expects, you know, massive gains to occur. Or this is the person who is trying to start a business and they're only spending, you know, 2 Saturdays a month, even though they're working 10, 12 hours on both of those days, 2 Saturdays a month, and they're struggling to get results. Or I think most relevantly, you know, this is the job seeker who is showing up and trying to put in, you know, 100 applications in one day or grind out this stuff without a real system to help them accomplish their goals. And the problem with all of these examples is that, one, the goal is not realistic. So if I say I want to lose 20 pounds in 7 days, you know, is that possible? Potentially, but it's going to be really, really hard to get there. And we're probably going to use some tactics that aren't super sustainable, right? And if my goal is to put on 20 pounds of muscle in the gym, you know, I'm not going to see those results after 1 week of working out or 2 weeks or even a month necessarily. It's going to take more time than that. And it's going to take consistency. You know, if I say I want to land a job in the next month, if I'm starting from absolute scratch and I've done nothing, again, that's also not realistic. And so we tend to get discouraged, but I think we also underestimate the amount of work that goes into something. We typically need to put in a lot more work than we think. And what's really interesting about that is we view, you know, 1 8-hour chunk as much, much more effective or much, much more worthwhile than, you know, a 15-minute chunk or a 30-minute chunk every day over a longer period of time. But in reality, those smaller chunks over a longer period of time add up to much, much larger results. And there's a couple of reasons behind that. First, they're attainable, right? It's super easy for anybody to show up and make 15 minutes of progress against a goal every single day. It's really hard for somebody to stick to a schedule where they're busting out these, you know, 6 to 10 hour, you know, work marathons a couple of times a month. They just don't tend to stick with that. And on top of that, when you're in it every day for a little bit of time, your brain is constantly working on it in the background. It's something that's consistent on a daily basis. So you're working on it, you're working towards it. And so when we actually look at the numbers here, I'm pulling up a graphic from a writer named James Clear, who is awesome. I've been following him for several years, and he really focuses on the power of habits. So when we look at something that he calls the power of tiny gains, which is essentially the difference between getting 1% better every day or 1% worse every day, the results are really astounding. So if we started a baseline of 100% every day, if we're 1% worse every day, so essentially 99% to the 365th power, the curve drops to essentially zero. If you do the math on that 99 to the 365th power, we end up with 0.03, which is essentially zero, right? But what if we flip that and we just, instead of getting 1% worse every day, we get 1% better every day? So that's 1.01% to the 365th power. That's 37.78. So if we get 1% better every day, if we take the tiniest step forward, if we invest the smallest amount of time, but we do it consistently every single day for a year, we can 37x our results. 37x. And that is crazy when you think about it. But it's also so important because when you're thinking about a goal, whatever it is, getting a job, starting a business, gaining or losing weight, running a marathon, when you break that down into small daily chunks, you are going to be so much more effective because, again, you can stick with it, but those gains are going to compound on themselves. And so it can be so hard to show up when something isn't easy, right? You're getting rejected in your job search, or maybe you woke up on the wrong side of the bed and that run or going to the gym doesn't feel as good. But just showing up and putting in a little bit of effort every day is so much more worthwhile than doing nothing or doing the opposite. If you're trying to lose weight and then you go binge a bunch of carbs, eat a bunch of pasta and pizza and have a couple of drinks, just making that very small correct decision, right decision on that path in the right direction can be a total difference maker. And again, you can expect to see 37 times the results. So what is the point of all this? Well, really, it comes down to your system and it comes down to having faith. So what I want you to do, what I want you to take away from this is getting in the mindset of doing 1% more in everything that you do. So if you're running on a treadmill and you're running for 15 minutes, run for 1% more. Hit the 15-minute mark and then go 1% more. If you're sending an email to somebody, trying to make a connection, write that email and just before you're going to hit the send button, go back and review it and say, how can I make this 1% better? Or before your next job interview, when you've gone through your prep materials and you've rehearsed your answers and you feel prepared, go back and ask yourself, how can I do 1% more here? How can I prepare 1% more? And then have faith. Know that the 1% that you're putting in today, it may not have results or may not get you results today. It may not get you results tomorrow. It may not get you results next week. But over the course of time, that 1% addition to everything that you do is going to add up to massive results, exponential gains. So the best real world example I can give here is the way that I started posting on LinkedIn. When I started posting, I didn't make a goal of having X number of followers. I didn't say, I'm going to have 10,000 followers in 3 months, because there's many ways to reach that goal, right? I could run a giveaway and say, hey, I'm giving away a MacBook Pro. All you have to do is follow me. And I might pick up 10,000 followers, but are they loyal followers? Are they followers who I can count on? Is that really a community? Not so much. I could also go to one of these services where you can buy followers and I could get 10,000 followers that way. But again, same result. Is that really worthwhile? So instead of making my goal to get 10,000 followers, I said, what do I need to do every single day in order to grow my following by 1% every day? And the answer was to simply show up and post high quality content frequently. So my goal, instead of a follower count or a number of likes or anything else, my goal was simply to post one piece of high quality content on LinkedIn every single day. And I did that for 2 years. And at the beginning, I started out getting, 20 likes, 30 likes. And I started with around 3,000 followers, which are literally just from the connections that I'd made. And it took me several months to go from 3,000 to 5,000. And then it took me several more months to go from 5,000 to 10,000. But by the end of a year, I'd gone from 10,000 to 100,000. And then by the end of the next year, I'd gone from 100,000 to now over 600,000 followers on LinkedIn. And that is the curve of exponential growth. And the only thing that I did, the only thing that I committed to that I still commit to today, was sharing one piece of high quality content every single day. And I knew that if I showed up and I did that, one, it's something that I could do in a small amount of time. And two, I knew that with every post that I made, with every piece of information that I shared, a couple more people would find value in it. A couple more people would follow me. A couple more people would tell their friends. And soon a couple would become a dozen. And soon a dozen would become 100. And soon 100 would become 1,000. And I knew that this flywheel effect would be created if I had a strong system and if I worked towards it every single day. So that's the moral of the story here. Whatever your goal is when you're listening to this podcast, if it's to get a job, if it's to run a marathon, if it's to start a business, whatever it is, don't try to make these massive leaps toward an unrealistic goal, and try not to set a goal that is going to make you disappointed. Instead, your goal should be, what can I do today? What can I do tomorrow? What can I do every single day that's going to take me one step closer to my end goal? And if you have a goal like grow your audience on LinkedIn, or finish the marathon, or lose weight and look good, maybe not a specific pound number, but just lose weight and look good, feel comfortable, then you can break that down into daily actions that you do every day. I'm going to achieve that goal by eating less than a certain number of calories. I'm going to achieve that goal by writing one post every day. And if you rinse and repeat that and you focus on these 1% gains, I promise you're going to see the results that you want. You're going to see that exponential growth. But the big thing here is that most people give up. They can't stick with the consistency. So if you make it your mission to be ruthless and relentless on the consistency front, if you show up every single day and you perform that action, again, 1.01 to the 365th power is 37x over the course of the year. That's what you can expect to get out of implementing this, to get out of having this mindset. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate you supporting this podcast. And if you like what we're talking about here, if you like the tips that I'm sharing, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review and a rating on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. Those reviews help push us up the charts. They help other people find this podcast and get this advice. So we are always super grateful when people do that. But either way, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.